everything that happens in truth happens in silence, even if it's not noticed. Even if sound is there, even if words are there, even if communications and activities are there, the real transmission, the real event, the real happening is in the silence behind all those other things. Silence is the void, and silence is the fullness. Indefinable. But it can be felt, it can be sensed, it can be entered. Can be known. You were born in silence, you'll die in silence. In between, it's also all just silence, but it seems otherwise. In the death process, in the physical death process, one of the first things that happens is the hearing sense shuts down. You're thrown to yourself in the last moment, just by the simple fact that your physical hearing apparatus simply turns off. Shuts off. In that second, you know absolutely that you will never hear anything again through these ears. And there's a sequence. The eyes shut off, the other senses shut off, the organs shut off. But one of the first things that shuts off is the hearing. And suddenly you realize when all sound, when all external sound has shut off, suddenly you realize that you're alone. And now no one can talk to you. And it's very difficult for you to talk, even though people who can't hear, can often talk. It's very, very difficult. And in the death process, you become physically weak. So you sense, you feel immediately, now I can hear nothing, and now I can't really say anything ever again. Now you are by yourself. So the relationship in that few seconds becomes a relationship between you and silence. You know suddenly and spontaneously that there's only seconds or moments left, so there's no point to trying to relate to the outside world, to anybody who's there,